Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a new concern over Apple's new MacBook Pros. According to early testing, Apple appears to be applying excessive thermal throttling on 6-core MacBook Pros with the Intel Core i9 processor. The discovery was made by YouTuber Dave Lee, who says typical video editing work in Adobe Premiere dramatically slowed down the processor's clock speed below the turbo boost speed and even below the base clock speed. For comparison, the same issue did not occur on a slower i7 MacBook Pro, and preliminary testing from the 9 to 5 Mac has shown the same results, faster performance by reducing cores. Apple hasn't addressed the issue yet, but it's possible it could be fixed in a future update to software that prevents thermal throttling from being so aggressive. From our early testing, it looks like Apple is reducing the clock speed at lower temperatures than what you might expect. Also on the Mac, FlexiBits has released a new update to Fantastical that adds meetup.com integration and the ability to propose new times on shared events. Meetup integration lets you add event calendars from the scheduling service so you can have a run club calendar, for example, automatically added, and the time proposal feature works by composing an email for you to the contact with the new calendar item attached. Check out Fantastical 2.5 to see all the new features added for more. And for public beta testers, Apple has released Beta 3 of macOS Mojave, iOS 12, and tvOS 12, following developer Beta 4 versions of each update earlier this week. And in the HomeKit space, Apple has removed doorbell cameras as a category on its website, signaling that no supported hardware is coming anytime soon. August has promised for 2 years that it was working with Apple to add HomeKit support to its video doorbell, and Ring, which was bought by Amazon, has said its acquisition won't change its HomeKit plans, but no one seems to be offering HomeKit support for video doorbells anytime soon. We've reached out to Apple for clarity over the change, so stay tuned for more details. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.